The destruction of the Neander Valley in the 19th century prompted public criticism. This poem was written to draw people's attention to the developments.
A rage of fell destruction lusts to ravage beauty once held dear, as though the dying sun's last rays unblessed the earth and atmosphere. A mercenary greed destroys the hills with daily blows. A blight of avarice devours the valley, sinks it in plague and soulless night. This must not be. Oh, help preserve what freshly thrives in wood and field. Come, generous friends of nature, give your aid to fight, save, and rebuild. Let today's tasks be to restore in pristine sunlight, gold and fine, that peerless wonder to the eye, the jewel of the Lower Rhine.
Powerful words penned by the author and artist Eduard Dahlen from the village of Hochdahl. Words whose significance was sadly appreciated too late. Limestone extraction and refinery had already begun in the Neander Valley centuries earlier, initially just for private use by farmers. It was only when the Düsseldorf-Elberfeld railway line was built and Hochdahl station opened that transport facilities became available. This made it easier to market the local limestone. Shortly afterwards, extraction commenced on an industrial scale. In 1854, the entrepreneurs Beckershoff and Pipa established the Marble Industry Company. While not actually producing marble in the Neander Valley, the region's dark gray and white-striped limestone is metamorphic and of a very dense consistency. When polished, it really does resemble marble. The limestone was therefore made into tabletops, foot warmers, paperweights, fireplaces, monuments, pillars, and much more. Such magnificent buildings as Hohenzollern Castle, the Crown Prince's Palace, and the Ministry of Trade in Berlin were all embellished with so-called marble from Neanderthal. The first limestone was extracted here on the left bank of the Düssel. The blocks of stone were prized away from the rock face using a hammer and crowbar to be delivered in large, intact pieces to the grinding mill. As the years passed, marble production declined in significance. As a result, the limestone was made into quicklime, which was used in the production of pig iron at the Hochdahl Ironworks. To this end, the limestone was simply blasted from the rock face using explosives. To move the extracted material to the higher ground, where the Hochdahl mill was located, a cable-operated conveyor system was constructed. Empty wagons were filled with water and used to pull the limestone-laden wagons up the hillside. Over time, the mining completely destroyed the original Neander Valley. The narrow gorge gradually became a vast, stony wasteland. If you look over to the banks of the Düssel, you will see the ruins of a historical building. This was once home to the quarry's forge and locomotives. The rows of stones from the walls, the rocks of ages, remembers the former forge, which was dilapidated beyond repair and could not be saved.